Well, that's completely off topic, but and I'm not even sure what maybe it was seven. I can't remember. Oh yeah, because you wanted a pound of flesh. Mm, like yeah. If you had to cut a pound of flesh off your body, where would you?
Right.
You know what?
Pound is a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lot.
Yes.
Right.
So I'm not even sure that's
a little bit from each butt cheek. Just,
yeah, okay, even so
anyway.
It out.
Anyway.
Get some butt implants.
It's a kicker. Okay, I have a theory, and we could block this out if you think so, but okay, so this is objectifying. I'll put it out there. But for me, if there's a pretty girl, say she's a, and this is objectifying, but say in a completely toxic male way, you rate her a 6.
Okay.
Okay. But if she has an Australian accent, in my mind, she's automatically bumped up to say an 8 or 9.
Just Australian or any accent?
Pretty much Australian, but British
for you,
too.
For you, yes. Australian.
Okay. And British too.
All right.
But especially Australian.
What about Scandinavian?
Maybe I don't know enough about that accent. I'm sure if I heard it. But yes, that. So it's a +2 kicker, I say. Now, to really lose our audience, if she is a 6, say, has an Australian accent, she's an 8, but she's in a cheerleader uniform.
Oh my gosh.
Now,
no.
So that 6 is a 10. You see what I'm saying?
Y'all should have heard this man.
Math lessons with Phil.
That's right.
His ship pulled into, I forget the first one, but it pulled into Perth. What was the other one?
Melbourne.
And yeah, I heard that accent.
Mm. Now, this is a true story, and I love my wife and all that, but we went out to dinner.
You might want to say that a couple more times.
I love my wife, yada, yada, yada.
Right. We went out to dinner in Melbourne, a bunch of us. And I'm sitting there reading my menu.
Sherry's there?
No.
Okay.
You're deployed. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there. I'm not paying attention to, I'm reading my menu, trying to pick something. Waitress comes up. I'm not looking. So it comes my time to order, and I look up to order. And I couldn't speak.
Are you kidding?
I was like, she was. I mean, when I say.
Amazing.
Yes. Anyway,
it's a grown man, course, speechless.
Yes. And then so I finally got my order out, and she said, thank you, whatever. I said, yes, ma'am. And then she said, oh, I like that. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, like, dear.
Just don't ever come back here.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, so +2 kicker. So I'm not even sure what you're talking about now, but Carrie Ellis and
our accents can elevate your attractiveness.
Yes. And
yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's probably something to that.
I think so. Now, this I know for a fact. Because if we can objectify women, we can objectify men. I know that I am not anything special to look at, okay?
But if you had an accent.
Hold on.
Roy.
Oh, wait a minute. If you had that white Navy uniform on.
So we pulled into Melbourne. And of course, you always have to go to these official functions. You're a ship pulling in. So we dress up in our dress whites and we're going to this special function. We're walking down the street, we're riding the bus, we're whatever, we're getting to this thing.
Right, and you didn't have hippie hair either.
No. So I'm wearing my dress whites, and I'm with a bunch of other in their dress whites. People are coming up to us, buying us drinks, talking to us. We're like superstars. I'm like, I like Melbourne. Okay, so after all that's over, next day you got shore leave. I'm in my civilian clothes, walking down the street. I get nothing.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
The uniform has got to be at least a +2 or 4.
All right. It's probably a +4 most everywhere.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes. Sure. Absolutely.
Whether it's attractiveness or just out of respect.
I guess it is something about
that white. They call it chokers,
and it is a choker.
Did you have the choker on that one? Yeah. Oh, there's something about that uniform.
So
it may have started with the officer and gentleman. I don't know.
Wait, what kind of choker were you wearing?
So
I'm just trying to narrow this down. So a clean, presentable look is probably attractive to most people. is what I'm thinking.
Which has always been my problem.
No, James. Yeah, you're like, when I put on all this,
when I clean up and put some fucking effort into going out, I get more looks.
I get notified. But then when I go out normal, everybody's like, who's this fucking bum?
Who the fuck is this guy?
I think you're onto something, Phil.
Hygiene. Who the fuck? Anyway,
most uniform men in uniform—that's a thing. Firemen,
whether it's Robin Wright, and then you
don't need it.